The study is the longest to date of the evolving polar ice sheets. Based on nearly two decades of monthly satellite measurements and regional climate models, the picture that emerges is clear, says lead author Eric Rigneau.
What we're seeing in both Greenland and in Antarctica is an increase in the mass loss of the ice sheets. Not only the ice sheets are losing mass to the ocean, but the mass loss is increasing every year.
The authors also observe that the loss from ice sheets that cover huge land masses is happening three times faster than the loss from the smaller ice caps and mountain glaciers. Rigneau, a glaciologist with the University of California and NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, says that was not unexpected.
Right now they're kind of running neck to neck, but if the trends in both mountain glaciers and ice sheets continue, this means that ice sheet will eventually become dominant contributors to sea level rise. And it's sort of not surprising because they do hold a lot more ice, so they have a lot more potential for raising sea level.
Data from the study predict that by 2050, sea level will rise 32 centimeters, 15 of which would be from the Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets melting at the current pace. Rigneau says that's higher than what the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has projected.
This means that some of the predictions made in the last IPCC report are called into question, and the role of ice sheets is not something that is secondary in examining future sea level. It's probably one of the centerpiece of future sea level rise, and this study confirms that this is indeed the case.
Rigneau says the study proves global warming is real and a big concern, especially for people in coastal areas, giving them less time to respond to rising seas. He says warmer oceans could also drive the accelerated polar melting.
And if these oceans are warming up, we have to understand how this is going to affect glacier ice and the flow of glaciers into the sea. Right now we're seeing that in places where the ocean gets warmer, it melts the ice faster at the periphery, and the glaciers respond to that by flowing faster.
Rigneau says it's important to continue to monitor the ice sheets and, using that information along with historic data, begin to build models that can better predict ice sheet melt in the coming century. The study appears in the March edition of Geophysical Research Letters. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.